What's up, guys? This is Emerson, your favorite manic and melanated photographer.
And this is Alex, or Peach. You can call me either. I'm your...
I messed up there. Hold on. My train of thought just went. It crashed.
Alex, so you can call me Peach, your favorite.
Your favorite. No, at that point, I'm like, your favorite. Okay. No, that was my bad. Okay, hold on.
Welcome to the Faux Bros Podcast.
Your one-stop shop to anything Cree.
Excellent. Emerson, can you...
His is shorter than mine. You got to give
That's
me a...
That's what I was saying. You just...
No. I can do this.
Welcome to the Faux Bros Podcast.
Your one-stop shop for all things photography, videography, and content creation.
Yo, what is up, everybody?
We got a new year, we got new guests coming, we got new topics, and we're gonna go all in now. I think a little bit more than before. Mm-hmm. So now we got a routine going. So this is episode one, season two, and we like to introduce our first guests of the season, of this new season. Ladies and gentlemen and people, Michaela. Yeah, she is a good friend of Emerson here, and she is part also of the creative community in the DMV area.
Yep, and she's a very well-known boudoir model out of Maryland.
Shout out to Maryland.
Yeah, feel free to follow her at hope.mika.
And you probably are going to give this little intro, but she's also a talented photographer.
Okay. Yes, she is.
Do you know the Instatech? Because I don't.
I think it's, what is it? Michaela Hope Photography?
Yep. That's it.
There we go. Got it.
Shout out to Michaela Hope Photography. So, yeah, but that is something for another time. So, for now, we are focusing on boudoir modeling from Michaela's perspective, because she dives into that. She dove into that field. She's an expert about it, knows the ups and the downs, and knows the lefts and the rights.
The nitty gritty.
There we go. We're going to dive deep into that. So, let's get started.
Let's get it.
Michaela, tell us a bit about yourself. You know, like, first of all, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, that is great to hear. Yeah. Because, everyone looks good today. I feel good, for one. I don't know how you guys are feeling. She's pretty good. Emerson, tell me.
I'm all right. Can't complain.
All right. 2024, good year, guys.
2024.
Michaela, so tell me, let's start with origin stories. So what made you dive into boudoir photography in the first place, or boudoir modeling in the first place?
Well, when I started modeling, I didn't really anticipate on jumping right into boudoir. I just kind of wanted to get a feel for it in general, just the modeling community. And I had boudoir shoots done in the past for myself, because, it's just something I've, wanted to do and felt comfortable doing for myself to help me feel better about myself and to help gain that sense of confidence. So I was familiar with that type of photo shoot, even prior to modeling. But when I got into it, I guess because I wasn't really opposed to it, it was something that I was able to add into my portfolio pretty early on. I don't know what else to say about that.
No, that's perfect.
That was, wow.
Yeah, no, that's actually a good beginning, you know.
Definitely.
Yeah, because there's a lot of models who, you probably heard your own maybe different stories, but I know whenever I meet new models, or even the friends I have who are models, they all give their origin story, and it was more of this is a hobby, this is how I started, I didn't know what I was doing at first, and then eventually got pointers from other models in the area, or from photographers who know how to pose models and all that, and then eventually they just took it from there to learn on their own. Yeah, and that's pretty much what I heard from, at least from my side. I don't know if you heard differently.
I'm pretty much the same, man.
Yeah, but I know as time goes on, models, they kind of get a feel of how the community is. mm-hmm. and I kind of get a feel of how to do things. But you know, obviously people have to be cautious nowadays because, like, especially there's always those creeptographers, which is another topic.
Predators, and they call them GWCs, guys with cameras.
Wait, what?
They call them GWCs, guys with cameras. So they're not photographers. They're just random guys with cameras. So they don't know what they're doing. They're just using the camera to get a model's clothes off so they can get a little sneaky peek. Mm. It happens so much.
But yeah, technically, we are also dudes with cameras, so, you know.
But we know photography. Yeah. Guys with cameras don't know crap about photography. They just pick up a camera and they're just like, you want to do a shoot? I'm a photographer. They claim they're a photographer. But if you ask them about lighting or natural lighting or anything, they probably don't know what they're doing. They're shooting in auto mode.
Ew. Auto mode. I hate auto mode.
Me too.
I used to be that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then YouTube University. Shout out to YouTube.
Shout out to YouTube University.
Man, throwback.
Yes.
I mean, yeah, I still do that. But.
Yeah.
Anyway, so as time went on, obviously you got more experience. But with boudoir, there are times where, well, like I for one did research. I usually do risque themes along with some other themes that are more, well, different than that one, right? But like there's always that comfort level that models prefer, and which is why prior to a shoot I like to ask models, you know, you'd probably do the same.
Yeah,
like ask them like what exactly is their comfort level. So that being said, like how would you describe your comfort level with like different poses? Because I know with boudoir there's like different poses you can do that make the perfect picture, you know.
Overall, I do feel I'm pretty confident with my body enough that I will pose just however I feel comfortable. I have a pretty wide range with that at this point. But when I had first started out, I was definitely a little bit more cautious, a little bit more mindful of the way I pose myself. I do think me being on both sides of the camera, I kind of get a better idea of like, where the photographer is standing and what angle they're catching. So that kind of helps. I have always been very specific on my boundaries when I do get hired by photographers. But typically, if I'm working with professionals, like they will ask ahead of time, kind of how you're talking about. Like they ask and they don't push the boundaries.
That's a good answer. You know, not gonna lie. And but let's see. But what so with all those poses, and forgive me if you already answered this, but I want to see like are there specific poses that you're not comfortable doing at all?
Not necessarily, more so specific angles that I prefer photographers to not capture, I guess. I tend to not do anything overly explicit myself personally. Nothing against people who do. I have a more artistic vision when it comes to my modeling.
Shout out to art.
Shout out to art.
Me personally, no. I do understand though if there are models who are a little bit more cautious of their posing. And I think that also has to do with what they're more comfortable with their body and everything. So
yeah, that's important because, you know, mm-hmm. obviously, you know, the comfort level of the vibe of the shoot is one thing, but also I guess the comfort level of how you pose yourself. Because yeah, I did meet a few people, some people who were like, well, there's certain shoots they do and don't do, but mm-hmm. there's also certain ways they pose themselves like that they're just not comfortable with because of the potential message it might send,
mm-hmm.
you know. But I guess it depends on their occupation, the family, the community they're in, and all that.
Just the person they are, really. Some people,
that too, yeah,
very openly like sexual or very like just. There's a whole variety of reasons why people do what they do. Like, we don't shame anybody for it.
Yeah, not really.
But, like, yeah, everybody's different.
Yeah. But I believe, you know, that difference is actually what makes a story unique.
Amen to that.
Yeah.
I do believe that with boudoir specifically, you lean more towards empowerment, less sexual vibes. Obviously, it's very sexy and very sensual, but the main goal with the boudoir is to feel empowered. So with that being said, some people feel more empowered in some poses than others, and that's how it is.
Michaela just dropped a truth bomb.
What were you trying to say?
Actually, could I ask a question?
Like to her or me?
Yeah, to Michaela.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
So, hey, everyone, producer Shane here, not a doctor. So you were talking about boundaries earlier. Like, at what point in the communication with the photographer or collaborator do you communicate that? Like, do you open with it or do you let them know later on when you're more comfortable with them?
I open with that typically, because at that point, if they're going to push my boundaries, they're going to waste my time.
Yep. Don't waste a creative's time.
Never.
Yeah. Because if you do, goodbye. Walking out the door. So now
I have a story about that, but never mind.
Yeah. Which is something else we will dive into.
Another day, another time.
We could also do later on.
No. We're going to save that for a little bit later in 2024.
Oh, wait, I know which one you're talking
about. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know what I'm talking about. All right, we'll save that for another day. Yeah. Anyway, all right, so good thing we covered that. Now, I know for one, there's like so many different expectations when it comes to shoots. Like, you have your own vibe, or I guess a certain vibe you go for. I do mine. So for me, I do different types of themes, but my specialty is like moody, risque, something more futuristic, cyberpunk, and all that with neon colors, right? So that's my specialty.
You gave it like an 80s synthwave vibe.
Because the 80s are so dope, man.
I know.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, they're like, aside from the drugs and all that. But,
yeah.
But anyway, so that's my vibe, right? But and then when people see my photography and want to shoot with me, they're like, oh, yeah, can we do this, this, and this? And I'm like, okay, we can do the best of my ability. I will help. And then we'll share ideas and we'll do that. And then they expect, obviously, a good photo in that type of theme. And then that's their expectation.
Mm-hmm.
So in your case, Michaela, for one thing, like, what do you really achieve from different shoots? Like in that kind of, you know, the environment, but also that type of like theme, if that makes sense.
Like my branding?
Yes. But like, for example, like any boudoir shoot, obviously, it's going to be revealing. So, like, what do you hope to achieve in those different types of shoots? Or would that depend on what the photographer's vision is? Or what your vision is, so like, when collaborating?
I do think it would be more along the photographer's vision with that. Although, I'm trying to think how to answer that. Because I typically lean a little bit more towards like lifestyle boudoir or creating a scene that promotes emotion.
Okay, so those are like specific moods and looks that that you have in mind.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, I see. Okay. So, yeah, in that case, yeah, I know, because that's good to talk it out in the beginning.
Yep. Yeah.
Like, because a good thing, you do your video calls. Do you still do that?
Yeah, I still do that.
I require my photographers most of the time to send me a mood board, just so we are on the same page. Especially because I am bringing my own wardrobe most of the time. So I want to know like what their plan is and like what we're creating together. So like obviously I need to know what to bring and like what the goal is and what scene we're trying to create.
Very important, guys.
Shout outs to Pinterest,
dude.
And Michaela is great because I've sent her Pinterest boards and she like comes out in the same, like just perfect. You're really good at bringing concepts to life, inspo pics to life, oh, big time.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But, based on what I saw, like amazing.
But yeah, shout outs to Pinterest. Pinterest will be your best friend when it comes to mood boards.
Yeah, because I know you do yours and then I kind of separate mine into different themes and topics and then I just add what I got in there.
What I started doing was I started creating mood boards for whatever model shows interest in working with me. And so I would like add them as a collaborator if they have a Pinterest and I'm all like, add what you would like to create with me as well. And we can meet in the middle or something and figure out what we're going to do. So
okay, that's pretty good. Yeah, yeah. So start probably should probably start doing that, but
yeah,
until but until further notice, it's always something that pops in my head. Because
yes,
that being said, so I mentioned my like specialty. Do you have a specific type of specialty, Emerson?
Natural light photography. Ooh. So I can work with anything, any type of light source. So I can even do a night shoot underneath streetlights. That's my type of style. I've always loved it. Shout out to my idol, Brandon Wolfel, who has literally inspired me since day one to really like take advantage of free lighting, which is the sun, which is street lamps, which is any type of light source outside. Dude. And make it work.
Wow. And just even thinking about it, it's like, phew.
Yeah.
Shout out to the sun.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
But anyway, so, but that being said, so like, when it comes to, obviously, like I, for one, like to experiment with photography, like in different settings, whether it's inside or outside, right? Depending on the kind of setting I have in mind or the light sources and so on. Do you have a specific type of like setting you prefer? Because, for example, we have the living room, the kitchen, the bedroom, a parking garage too.
My favorite.
Yeah.
I do. I mean, I like the, like anything that's more lifestyle, I do prefer that, but I'm very flexible in the scene that I'm put in. Especially for boudoir, like I'm very comfortable posing anywhere. I've even modeled a workshop for a top boudoir photographer, and we were literally given a floor and a window.
Huh.
And
interesting.
Wait, so the floor was just a plain floor? No,
just a plain floor.
No furniture.
Nope. Wow. We eventually added in a really, like a folding chair. And that was it.
Sometimes.
So you have to be really flexible with what you're given.
Okay.
But I do prefer more lifestyle boudoir. So anything with a bed, a couch, a chair, and then windows are great too.
Oh no, windows are fantastic. Yeah, because like the sun goes in, and if the frame is like, you know, it's shadows and all that, like,
yep.
Oh man, and you lower the contrast and, oh man.
I have to say my least preferred would just be given a backdrop, but it's doable.
No, backdrops are important too. Yeah, they kind of just, well, it depends on the type of backdrop or what the colors and the texture and the style it is. But I, for one, love backdrops. I'm actually considering creating my own with paint, like splash it on there. But
I'm slowly getting into backdrops. I'm slowly getting into studio photography.
Oh yeah.
A little bit. I have those two alien beast strobes, so I
got. Oh yeah, you still gotta get the stuff for that, right?
Yeah, I'm still working on it. It's a work in progress, but yeah.
Soon.
Gotta get
guys.
To it.
Yeah. Yep. Do it. Anyway. No, but that's a good answer. Yeah. But like the whole makes me curious about the whole floor and just the one single chair. Some of the simplicity is more, right? Less is more. Less but then again, more. I for one like to work with a little bit more, you know.
I think it really depends on your style as a photographer, because it overall it's like, what are you trying to create with these images? And do you want the focus to be more on the subject, on the scene? Are you creating a story? So I just really think it depends on what you're going for.
Okay. And with like the different and with a certain like mood for any type of shoe like that, like you just dabble in all of it, or you like because like for me is more retro up to futuristic but with color lights. Yours is more, I guess, more retro if anything. But
I mean, my new preset right now is a mixture between modern and retro.
I see.
Yeah, the feel I want to go for with my work is more like in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah. But as for that, yeah, like working with a lot of shadows and
okay, shadows are good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you don't have a preference in like the mood, right? Or like the, no?
As a model, not necessarily. I leaning more towards like the fine arts, lifestyle type of things. I don't think that's how I was supposed to say that, but it's okay. That's okay.
Yeah. I mean, I think we processed that really good. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so going back to what you said about hair and makeup, do you have a preferred style, or do you like have any, or do you like take suggestions from like different like photographers?
I usually ask my photographer what they would prefer. Some people want a more natural look. Some people want to be a little bit more glammed up. My go-to is just like full face of makeup, full eye makeup, and then lip color. I always put it on when I get there, so I get a preference of like, hey, do you want a like poppy, like red bright lip, or would you like something more natural? And then I usually go for curls because I use my hair a lot with posing. So it just depends on what we're creating and exactly what the photographer is going for look-wise. A lot of boudoir photographers specifically, it's either one of two things. They either want that like bedroom look, like fresh in the morning, waking up, like bedhead, or they want glamour, like wearing heels in the bedroom, fake eyelashes, pinup curl style. It just depends. It's usually one of those two things. My go-to is full face and just what I feel comfortable with. Sometimes depends on the photographer, but they will provide hair and makeup services for you.
Okay, true. Awesome. And if they don't, you just leave it up to your own, like to.
I'll usually ask them, and then if they want me to change anything, like there's no problem.
And you like, so you take suggestions sometimes, but like do you have, but you do it to a certain extent, right? Like, let's say they want you to recreate a 1950s type of hairdo or something like that.
Yeah, I can't do that on my own. So I can straighten my hair, curl it, or throw it up in a bun. Like, I only, personally, myself can only do like three things.
You can only do so much, yeah.
So if they want more, then they'd have to provide that, but.
True, true.
Most of the time, I'm pretty good at creating the look that they want with what I have.
True. Shout out to hair and makeup.
Shout out to hair and makeup.
All right, yeah, but. It's good. I mean, it's good to provide those services, but then again, dinero.
It's all about the money.
Yeah. If only it rained money, man.
Sometimes it's worth it if they're building up their portfolio.
Very true.
True, very true.
Which, like, a lot of the boudoir photographers I'm working with do use my services for their portfolio. That's usually the ones who will provide the hair and makeup for me.
Amazing.
I know. Oh, man. Gosh. But yeah, but seriously, shout out to hair and makeup. And not only that, but also shout out to hair and makeup artists.
Artists, yeah.
Because there are a lot of out there that some of them are known, some of them are not that well known. So
I have a lot of my new followers are hairstylists and makeup artists.
Oh, dude.
Yeah. They keep asking me to collab, and I'm just kind of like,
maybe. No.
I don't know. Yeah, I'll be like, I'll reach out when I need you.
That was 2 years ago.
Damn, man, don't call me out like that.
Oh, based on a true story? Oh shit.
No.
Yeah, Shane can cut that off. Going into a different part of this topic, something important.
Very important.
Privacy and consent. Very important, guys. So regarding privacy and consent, obviously something important in the creative community, the photography world, you know, like photographers treated with respect, you know, also same for the models, you know, please, for the love of everything holy, please respect and consent, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I know I have my horror stories. You too. You do too. Mm-hmm. I know probably Michaela does, but
I even have a consent contract now.
Oh, okay. That's perfect.
Yeah. Depending on the concept, I send that out and say, like, these are the rules. I will have limited contact with you. You are required to have limited contact with me. If anything goes past that, I have every right to stop the shoot and you will not receive any photos whatsoever.
Okay. I don't know if you guys saw that, but that was a mic drop right there. But that being said,
that's literally what it says on my
that's gotcha, verbatim.
Yeah, exactly.
That being said, Michaela, do you have a consent contract?
I don't personally, but again, when I feel like that's an expectation that comes with booking with me, and when they do book with me, I'm very upfront about my limitations and where I'm comfortable posing, or how to what level I am comfortable posing and dressing and everything else. And I feel like it's common sense at this point, or at least it should be, to not touch the models.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Do not touch your mom.
Yeah, that's like rule number one.
Consent.
Yeah.
I mean, there will be situations like if my strap is twisted and I'm like, hey, can you untwist this for me because I can't reach it? But like, don't just go out of your way and do it without asking, you know?
Because there's also asking, guys. You start with like, may I do this and that? And then, you know, if they want the help or if they need the help, something like that.
Yeah, and then that's like the only thing I can think of consent wise that would be fitting. And then posting my images, most photographers are really good about asking if they can. But being in this field, it is almost expected that they are hiring me, that so they can use my images for their portfolio.
No, I see. That makes sense. So what about like for like promotional purposes, or like, does it really matter where you want it, where it's posted, like a specific website, a specific type of board and so on?
Typically with my bookings, they are using it for portfolio gain, especially if I'm working with professionals. I haven't been in the situation where anybody's using them for anything but that, besides maybe submissions to magazines, and I'm completely fine with that. But
oh yeah, true.
Generally, they ask me ahead of time. I do feel like respect goes both ways in this community. So
amen to that.
If I have a magazine reach out asking me about submitting my work, I'm always like, hey, you're gonna have to ask a photographer, because first off, it's their work and I don't own the copyrights to it. So
true. Yeah, which is kind of gives me a reason to just put my logo on, like at least a corner or something, you know.
When submitted to magazines, they don't want any watermarks.
Oh, no. I meant in general. Well, the ones for the magazines, obviously, you can get rid of. Yeah. But like for any ones that are like out there somewhere else, my logo should at least maybe be there now.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking about.
I need to start instituting that, because
I feel like you already did.
I did at one point, and then I just got lazy and stopped doing it.
True.
I think I'm going to start doing it now in this new year.
I think if you're not being compensated, why not? It's free advertising for you.
That is true. Yeah. Like make Son of Sanchez into stickers, put it on your local cafe, you know, in that, not on the counter or something, and then run away.
Stop.
No, but great response from you, because important topic to always talk about.
Yeah, honestly. I agree. And I think it's something that should be
addressed
at like before you are even like planning on booking. That's something you should start out talking about.
Oh, no, for sure. Yeah. That's why, like, whenever, like, I speak to a new person I'm shooting with, flooding the chats, like, both of us, just, like, it's all flooded with messages back and forth saying, you know, what themes are you into? What's your vibe? You know, and I sent a bunch of Pinterest boards and so on. So the chat just keeps going.
Yeah. Well, with me, like when I work with somebody new, I always say, I want to start with a fashion shoot. That's how me and Michaela started out.
I see.
We started out doing strictly fashion, and then we worked our way to a Calvin set. And then we got into, have we done a boudoir shoot yet?
No.
I don't think we have. Did we?
I mean, if you count our Scream session, it was somewhat.
It was somewhat.
It was booty.
See, I call that.
It was booty. A lot of booty.
Yeah. Because he started shooting. What's that concept called?
What concept? Calvin Klein?
No. Well, first of all, shout out to Calvin.
Shout out to Calvin.
second, comfy boudoir. That's it.
That's comfy boudoir. That's what Calvin Klein is.
Yeah. Or at least, I mean, that's what I sort of call risque, because it's revealing, but not too revealing, right?
It's fashionably revealing.
Yeah.
I would say it's a good in between boudoir and fashion.
In fashion. It's basically, I call it like sexy fashion, really.
Yeah. I just like using the word risque because I like saying it. Risque.
And I just love the look because it gives off like I can make it urban too.
Oh, yeah.
I have the Calvin underwear set with the Jordans and some socks.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Or even like a good trench coat. Throw that in there.
Yeah. Like, you can really get creative with Calvin sets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a Calvin set, and then what, you take Bilal's trench coat, like the green one.
Bilal's trench coat. Shout out to Bilal.
I know. Shout out to Bilal. He's very fashionable.
Shout outs to One in a Melanin.
Well, yeah, One in a Melanin. Go check it out. Anyway, so moving on to collabs. Something we all did at one point. I think we still do that. Gotta love collabs.
From time to time.
Yeah.
Depends on the person.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah. I have my rules for collabs. You have your rules for collabs.
Yeah.
I think I'm a little more strict.
Remember, when it comes to collabs, it's usually between an, from what I think, correct me if I'm wrong, at least maybe an experienced or like at least somewhat experienced photographer and an experienced model. We talk it out.
Yep.
And then have a concept in mind and we're just like, sure, let's do this.
Yep.
Yeah. And then, I mean, you can shoot outside if it's in a studio, like we talked that out too, like, and probably the same as you, where we at least, maybe we like splitting the price of the studio.
It's when it comes to collabs for me in studio, when I think of collaboration, everybody's putting in equal effort.
Yeah, so exactly.
I'm all like, costs need to be split if we're booking a studio.
Yeah, because
that's just how it should be.
Yeah, because I don't even know if the right word services is used, if I'm using it right, but services are in there from both of us. Putting in, you know, 50-50, make it 100.
And there's no money being exchanged for each other's services. So
yeah, pretty much.
It makes sense just to split the costs. The one thing I say about collaborations all the time, like a collaboration is two creatives creating something. There should be no lead in the shoot whatsoever. Everybody should be putting an equal amount of effort in. So first off, shout out to Rebecca Chen.
Oh, yeah.
She was the first person like that blew my mind with how we operated our shoot. It was insane.
She is very professional.
Yeah, very professional. Michaela as well.
Like, oh, yeah.
She tells me stuff like, we should actually work over here. I was all like, oh, but we can also do this here. And we're like feeding off of each other. That's how a collab should be.
Yeah. So,
you cannot be a photographer and collabing with somebody and sitting there like, what do you want to do?
Yeah, no, that happens to me. That happens to me like my first few times.
That's not a collab. That's a free shoot. That's one point at some point.
Yes. I mean, shout out to, but
that's just my opinion.
No, for sure. Yeah.
That's just my opinion.
Like the price is split or we even talk about it. The ideas we are combined together and then the props accessories are also brought in from each party.
Yep.
And then just makes the shoot perfect each time. So yeah, all those shout outs. But regarding collaborations, how open are you to collaborating on creative shoots? And if you are open to it, even today, do you say yes to collabs to like any collabs or it depends on the idea?
I am limited with the type of collaborations or time for photos that I do. Only because I'm at a point in my modeling career where I don't necessarily need anything specific for my portfolio. I'm happy to work with other like-minded creatives if I like the concept or if I like their work and they want to create a concept with me. It just really depends. Obviously, it goes... Again, with the respect of your fellow creatives, it goes hand in hand with throwing everything all in to create this concept that you guys both want to bring to life. But yeah, I do limit collaborations. I feel both creatives should be somehow adding to the other's portfolio. Especially if there's no money exchanged. And I also think that there should be set amount of guidelines or what's the word I'm trying to think of? Expectations that goes into you both working together to creating this concept. Whether that's who's providing what. If the photographer is like, I'll give you 5 images per look if you bring X amount of looks that add to my portfolio. I limit it because I don't need to do it at this point, but I want to. It helps me not feel so burnt out with things because sometimes people just want the same thing over and over and over again.
I feel that, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
It keeps my creative juices flowing.
There you go.
Yeah. I mean, there are times where people will take advantage of models, like, because the moment they see their, like, regardless if it's a collab or not, the moment a photographer, or I guess a guy with the camera, sees a certain model that's well known in the area or they've seen before, like at a street meet or something, the moment they post something that's very revealing, then they're going to try to send a message and they're going to try to set something up. And then to me, that's kind of like, dude, you know? Oh, it wasn't that. It was like about what I just said. Yeah.
I was wondering what you were saying, yeah. Bro.
yeah, but and then they'll do that because, like, I saw this one story of a model I follow. Apparently, so she does she wants to get into fashion modeling, mm-hmm. right? And the problem is that she also posted some stuff that are very revealing.
Okay.
And she also did have in her bio on Instagram is she has an OnlyFans. So I mean, good for her. She's earning the money, right? But the thing is, the moment she posts revealing stuff and has an OnlyFans and all that, people found out, photographers specifically, and some take advantage of that and then send messages.
Yes.
It's always like, hey, you want to shoot this, sexy shoe? Hey, do you want to shoot something in this this lingerie or something?
And then, the normal messages they get is, do you want to shoot some content?
Dude,
will
that,
you,
yeah.
Will you trade for content?
Would you trade for content?
Trade for content.
All the time. I don't even, I don't have OnlyFans. I don't do that type of concept. I'm not opposed to it. It's just not what I, it's just not for me.
It's not her cup of tea.
But I get so many messages from people, guys with cameras, who are like, will you trade for content for your OnlyFans? And I'm like, no, I don't have have an OnlyFans.
There are times where I'm convinced those are bots, but I don't.
Seriously.
You wish, but no, it's not.
Oh my gosh. It's crazy. And recently it's feet pics.
Oh God.
I don't know why.
Dude. I mean people are making a killing just taking feet pics.
Yeah, they have a platform for that.
Yeah.
But they got a lot of platforms for that.
But now we should do another platform, you and me. Ready? Only hands. Yeah.
Not the only hands.
Only hands.
Only hands. Good Lord.
We were just talking about that.
But it's I don't know, because it got so much for her to the point where she had to make stories saying, if I have never worked with you, I will only if I've never worked with you, I will only do fashion shoots, because she wants to get into that. If she's shot with you before, obviously if she feels comfortable, yeah, she's down for something like revealing, you know.
She sounds like me, because when I tell people all the time, I've said it from the beginning, I'm all like, I know I said in the new year I'm not going to be limiting myself to this type of thing or this type or that type of thing. But if I don't know you, keep your clothes on.
I feel like that's perfectly acceptable too.
Keep them on. If I know you and we vibe, if you want to do something implied nude, boudoir, lingerie, Calvin, whatever, I'm down. But don't hit me up on the first shoot and be like, hey, I want to shoot something like this. And it's like an oiled up model with nothing on, just covering her boobs. It's not happening. It's not happening. It's not happening.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Crazy world we live in, huh?
Yeah.
Now, but yeah, but with all those, but with shoots in general, you know, I like to give a lot of energy, right? To make sure, you know, it comes out well.
Mm-hmm.
But in addition to energy, I like to give a good amount of time, but something that's very, a good amount of time where we can both share ideas, talk a bit, communicate, and also shoot something really good, right? Now, that being said, I, for one, like to dedicate, if it's a studio or maybe even outside, I like to dedicate 2 hours, because I feel like 2 hours I can get a lot of stuff done, 2.5 maybe. What, what do you do, only 1 hour?
I do an hour max, dude.
Damn, dude.
I was just talking to another photographer about this, because as a photographer, I'm very quick with what I do. But yet he will book out 3 or 4 hours. And I'm like, I can get this done in 30 minutes.
Yeah. That's acceptable
for a group. If you're outside, I get that. But if I'm inside, at 2 hours for me, because I got to set up everything and then...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's different. Studio, I'll probably do 2 hours. But outside, with my knowledge of natural light, I can get I can get shots done in like 45 minutes.
Okay. For me, it's like, I say 2 hours only because if it's a new model and I don't know them, I get anxious. It's natural for me. I get nervous because I'm like, oh man, I'm going to screw this up. Yeah. But if I know them very well or I've worked with them before, then obviously it's going to be shorter than that. So yeah. But in that being said, so that like, is there, do you have a certain amount? I mean, because you say you do it quickly. So what do you do? Like 45 minutes, maybe an hour?
As like, a model?
Like the moment, like dedicating to a shoe, like how much time you got or how much time you want to dedicate?
I get a feel for the photographer usually, but I require 1 hour bookings. I charge hourly when I get booked. If I have to drive more than an hour one way, I require a 2 hour minimum because at that point it's got to cover my gas too.
True.
Typically 2 hours is a sweet spot. That's what most people book. I've had a couple 3 to 4 hour bookings. I feel like it's drawn out, but at that point we're trying to do more complex styled shoots, or they're changing lighting and stuff. It just depends. With photographers who I work with and I'm used to working with, we can usually get what we need done within an hour to 2 hours, no issue.
Okay, that's good too. Yeah, I mean similar to us, if anything.
Yeah.
But you don't have like a specific time of day you prefer, do you? Because like I guess it depends for us, but like whenever it's like spring or maybe autumn, like golden hour is really good, but I guess it depends what the vibe is. Or because like you, what I don't like to, what I actually made some mistakes of doing sometimes is if I'm shooting outside, you probably know this too, during those peak hours where the sun is just right there.
It's called high noon. Yeah.
It can either make or break your photo.
You just have to know, you have to play with shadows. You got to like play around, like put your model under a tree, let the leaves get creative and make a pattern on the face. You can't do just like regular portraits at high noon. You have to really get creative.
Yeah. Unless you have a helper with you, bring in like a diffuser
or a reflector or something. And that's just a headache.
Yeah. No, it sucks sometimes. It's helpful, but if I'm alone there with the model, obviously I have to bring like tripods or whatever to hang those. Yeah, it's a pain sometimes, but cool. But do you have any specific time you prefer?
It depends on what they're trying to create. But also, my schedule is usually pretty flexible because photography is my full-time job. I always tell my photographers when they're booking that weekdays work best for me during the school day because I don't have to worry about a babysitter for my son or anything like that. And then my weekends are the only times most of my photography clients can do stuff. So that's best for me personally. But if they have a certain idea, concept, like golden hour, I'm not going to be like, no, we have to shoot at this time of day because obviously they're not going to get golden hour between 11 and 2. And then also, like, if they are a natural light photographer and working indoors, like, we're going to have to do earlier in the day, not at night when there's no sunlight coming in.
Yep.
So I don't have a preference. I respect photographers who are working in certain lighting conditions or prefer certain lighting conditions, especially because obviously I like shooting golden hour when I'm outside. I can shoot in all lighting, but if that's what they're most comfortable with and that's the style that they're trying to achieve, so be it. I'll be there.
She'll be there, guys.
She will be there.
And knock it out of the park. Yep. All right. So coming almost to a close. So when it comes to shoots, I've been dabbling with this a bit. I'm probably going to have to still work on it. But back then, I used to use WeTransfer to transfer all the pictures and videos to the person, to the client, and so on. And then now I'm using PixieSet because this guy hyped up PixieSet.
I love PixieSet.
Shout out to PixieSet.
Yep.
But when it comes to shoots that you do, like, do you have any specific like requests regarding the final edits? Like, not just the delivery, right? But like when it comes to editing, like, and retouching, like, does the colors, or do you want it like cropped in a certain way and so on?
No, because I feel like every photographer has a certain vision that they're trying to create with their final images. And me being hired as a model, I'm just there to help fulfill that vision. So I don't feel like they have to be a certain way for me. Obviously, if the photographer wants my opinion on something, I'm not going to sit there and like not give it to them. But no, because as photographers, we all do things a certain way to achieve a certain style. And we have preferences.
True. Yeah. I know we all got our own preferences.
Definitely.
And yeah. Because like Pixie said helps. Like, I don't know if you get, if there's a specific way you like it delivered. Because like Pixie said is like pretty big in the creative community, I think.
Yeah.
Google Drive too. But
Pixie like, said also creates my contracts for me.
So, yeah. See, that's what I like about it. Yeah. I just did not
just get have to pay $25 a month.
There total. It is.
Yeah. I think Google Drive is probably my least favorite, but everything works.
It was popular at one point.
It was popular like back in 2018.
Not anymore. It's just like the capacity, and then you gotta pay for more capacity.
I only use Google Drive for like my day job.
Yeah. Pixie says like they have a limit on capacity too, but like you can also delete folders if you want.
That's what I do. Yeah. Yeah. After like 3 to 6 months, I start deleting.
Oh, months. Okay.
Old albums, because I'm all like, you've had a ton of time to download this to your computer.
Yeah, if you haven't, well,
yeah, my bad.
I like Pixie Set. I used Shootproof as a photographer, which is very similar.
Shootproof.
Yeah,
I'm gonna look into that.
Yeah,
Shootproof.
It's pretty much the same layout, just a different domain, and then I like Dropbox a lot. Anything, you know, I have to say. Anything that allows me to download all the images at once and not one by one, like that's it. That's the sweet
spot. That's why Google Drive is terrible, because you have to do one by one.
And unless you go on the computer and do it, nobody's got time for that. So
yeah. Ain't nobody got time for that. Yeah. Oh man, Pixie said.
Wow.
But it's Shootproof. Actually, shout out to Shootproof. I don't know how that works. I think it's a similar, but you said it was similar, so I'm gonna go check that out later.
Definitely.
Yeah, because I'm going to, I really want to see how actually, that is.
I think Pixie Set allows, I think they have more free options than Shootproof. It's just.
I think the Pixie Set does have more free options.
Sweet. But okay. So we did get through a lot. We did get a lot of good information about this.
A ton of information.
I know. Like, you knocked it out of the park.
Out of the park.
Like, it's way over there.
Crazy.
Like, it's still going, man. Yeah. Like, you see it?
Gosh.
Yeah, I don't see it anymore. It's out.
And Michaela was so nervous about this. She was like hitting
me up on Instagram. Dude, bro, I'm nervous right now.
But she was hitting me up on Instagram like the weeks leading up. Was all like, I don't know how I'm going to do. I'm nervous. I'm just like, just.
Yeah,
just
hyperventilation. Like, what am I just going to happen?
I was just like, hey, just be yourself. I mean, we're going to ask you questions. Just be yourself.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
Express yourself.
Yeah, you know? It's a podcast. We just, a couple of friends just hanging out. Yeah. Casual conversation.
Yeah. Yeah, just sit. Sipping on some drinks and talking.
That's only you.
Is it me?
Yes.
Yeah, it's probably me.
Yes. That's
some good old water right here.
All right. Yeah. Shout out to water, guys.
Shout outs to water. Man, we've been giving water shout outs a lot lately.
Yeah. Yeah. Shout out to hydration. Yeah. But so that was episode one of season two. And it's been amazing.
Like incredible
right now. Yeah, great first start off.
A great start.
Shout out to 2024. Oh my god. So this is just a taste of what's to come. So we have a lot of good guests coming up, a lot of good topics we're going to talk about.
So
we're gonna have a lot more coming up later. And so Emerson, thank you so much for being you.
Oh, I thought you were going to say thank you for being here. I'm like, I'm the co-host, being you. Thank you, bro.
Shout out to Shane for being our producer, because, you know, shout out to Juliet for a good script.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, episode one is in the books. Now, please just keep following us, keep listening, keep watching out for us. And so we will see you next time.
See you guys. Peace. Thank you for listening to the Fote Bros Podcast. Feel free to follow us on Instagram @FoteBrosPodcast and follow us on X/Twitter @FoteBros.